A majority of New Zealanders would be happy to try eating an insect. That's according to a new study from the University of Auckland. They talked to 668 people, and 60% of them said they'd be willing to eat an insect. More than 30% of them eat insects already, annually, or even more frequently than that. To talk to me now about this research is PhD candidate Neil Birrell. Kia ora, Neil.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good, nice to have you on the show. Why were you interested in this topic of study?
I've been interested in insects as food for quite a while now. It was after reading a paper from the Food and Agriculture Organization on sort of population growth and some of the challenges that could happen in the future around food security. And one of their suggestions was people eating more insects in their diet as a way to sort of help with that protein security.
So tell me about the research you set out to do. What were you interested in?
So I was just interested in the general perceptions and uses of insects in Aotearoa. And so I asked people whether or not they would be interested in eating an insect, if they haven't eaten insects in the past, and what kind of insects they have eaten. And if they wouldn't eat an insect, if they haven't eaten an insect in the past, would they be willing to try? And some of the context around when and where they've eaten insects.
Did you have any expectations about what you might find out? I mean, it's a lonely number, isn't it? That what was it? The 60% who said that they would be happy to do it. You know, what do we compare that to, and what does it tell us?
Yeah, so it's I was quite surprised by how many people were willing to eat insects. It really depends on sort of culture, and in some cultures, insect eating is really common. So, for instance, there's over 2,000 species of insects that we know are eaten around the world, and that's by over 2 billion people who regularly include insects in their diet. So elsewhere in other parts of the world, this is, you know, something that's quite common, but in New Zealand it's possibly less so.
Yeah, okay. Was your group of people that you surveyed, was it cross-cultural? Were there a mix of different cultures, an even mix of cultures?
Yeah, so it's sort of a mix of just the general public of New Zealand.
Okay. What did you make of the numbers that you saw? Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by how many people were willing to give it a go. And I was quite surprised by the people that had eaten insects in the past. They were willing to eat it again, so around 80% of people would eat one again. And also just by the range of different insects that have been eaten in New Zealand as well.
Where do people eat their insects?
Yeah, so it tends to be at home. So I think around 23% of people responded that they've tried them at home. Others have tried them at a festival, so that was 21.5%. And the rest, the 19.5%, were in another country, which I'm sure you can imagine if you've travelled to perhaps Mexico or Southeast Asia, you may have tried insect dishes on street food there.
What sorts of insects had people eaten?
So the most common types of insects they were eaten were things like crickets, grasshoppers, locusts. But the one after that would be the hoo-hoo grub, which, you know, is pretty iconic in New Zealand. And then we've had things like locusts like kihikihikai and manuka beetles like kekatawai as well that have been eaten.
You looked at something called neophobia in your research. What is it and why is it relevant to this topic?
Yeah, so food neophobia is people's willingness to try a new food item. And so often people, you know, might have an ick factor around trying something that they haven't seen in food before, or you know, maybe their parents have pointed out, you know, when they're a kid eating an insect and stuff. As a kid, you tend to do things like that, but parents might go, oh no, don't eat that, it's dirty or stuff like that. So food neophobia is just looking at how likely someone would be to try an insect, and we found that, unsurprisingly, like if someone was highly food neophobic, they'd be less likely to eat an insect.
What have you eaten?
Somewhere between 15 and 20 different insects now, I think.
Wow.
So I've tried things like cicada nymphs, which taste kind of like edamame. I've tried crickets, grasshoppers, locusts. Haven't tried the hoo-hoo grub yet, but I'm pretty keen to give that a go as soon as I can. There's also the giant Japanese hornet as well, which is the one that you might have heard of around America. That's sort of an invasive in America at the moment. It's called a murder hornet, and the size of your thumb is just gigantic.
How do you eat a murder hornet? Carefully, I presume.
Yeah. It's a traditional delicacy in Japan, and what would normally be done is it'd be the larvae and the pupae that would be eaten. But I got to try one of the adults, which I think is normally just soaked in rice spirit and used as a drink. But if you eat one, you do have to be careful of the stinger because they're gigantic.
Sheesh. Here's a question a lot of people will be asking their radios at the moment. Why?
So there's some environmental reasons for eating insects. They have better food conversion ratios than traditional livestock, and so that means you can feed them less to get more protein out of them. They also produce less greenhouse gas emissions. One of the reasons for that is their per kilo thermes. And that basically just means that they're not using energy to maintain their body temperature. And because of that, they can convert that into growth instead of heating their own bodies. It depends on the insect. So some insects do produce methane, like termites and cockroaches, but look, most insects don't. It depends on what diet they're eating. If they're eating things like lignin, so from rotten wood, they can produce methane.
So you think it might solve some problems for us if we can get over our neophobia?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something, I don't think it's going to replace meat. I'm sure most people listening will be like, I'm not going to swap my lamb chop for an insect. But I think over time it's probably going to be something that we'll see more opportunities to have in restaurants and potentially in the supermarket as we go on.
Yeah, how do the next few years look to you? If this is going to be a happening thing, what needs to change and where do you expect to see the change occur?
I think there needs to be more production of insects, and that might either be through something like farming, or it could also be through harvesting. So, for instance, things like the hoo-hoo grub grow quite commonly throughout pine plantations in New Zealand, and so you could harvest those from waste pine logs that have been left behind after you've felled your trees. The other option is people like I think John Hart, who's growing crickets down in near Wellington, and then there's Otago locust Malcolm Dierk, who are growing locusts in Otago. So as we get more of those people sort of like producing insects, it's something that should hopefully become more common because it's quite expensive to buy them at the moment.
Yeah, because they're such a novelty. I'm going to read you this text from Abby. She works at a company called Emerging Proteins. She says, in her view, the real challenge is the difference between being prepared to try insects and then actually being prepared to change habitual behaviour. She points to Rebel Bakehouse, which I think might be associated with that John Hart farm you mentioned.
Yeah.
They had a cricket flour wrap on the market for a while. Many people tried it and enjoyed it, but they only bought it once as a novelty and then went back to their usual wraps the next time, so they've now withdrawn them. So she wonders about the behaviour change as much as the attitudinal change.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And A lot of research has been looking at sort of how you present insects to people. So the very first time they're exposed to them, they taste really nice. And there's sort of restaurants like Hyakai where they've got a hoo-hoo grub dish that looks delicious. I'd love to try that. But I think having that sort of first reaction where it tastes really nice and you want to try it again is probably the key.
Well, by the way, your PhD isn't on this topic. What's on a related topic? What are you working on?
I'm looking at a whole range of different things. So it's mainly on insects as food, but I'm also interested in insects as feed. So insects as feed is where you feed insects to livestock instead of directly to humans. And that can be one way to get insect protein into the human food chain without having to overcome that sort of not wanting to try insects in general.
Love that. Well done. Thanks very much for talking through your research with us, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jesse. Pleasure talking to you.
That's PhD candidate Neil Birrell talking about our willingness or unwillingness to eat insects. That's quite a good trick, isn't it? Feed them to the cows, then feed the cows to us, then we benefit from some of those environmental aspects without necessarily having to chow down ourselves on crickets.